Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 3rd, 2023. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am welcoming to our WFHR stage some of our favorite people. We have Kim Shields from Encourage with us. Kim, good to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate you. You always bring us a great guest, Kim, and you did not disappoint today. We have Tessa Taylor with us, Executive Director from the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra. Tessa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's great to be in Wisconsin Rapids today.
We appreciate the time and the opportunity to focus on this subject. We're going to get into that with you in a moment. But Kim, before we get into all of that, I wanted to get a little bit of an update with you about the endowment and grants, if you don't mind.
Sure, absolutely. So with our guest here of Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra, I just wanted to share a little bit of history. So our relationship with CWSO began back in 1998 with our first grant that was awarded. And over time, we have provided different community grants, so through that unrestricted pool I've talked about before, for master classes, workshops, community concerts, having guest artists. Mm-hmm. And then our most recent was to help support startup costs associated with the youth orchestra that Tessa's going to shed some great light on. And then in 2004, an endowment was established with Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra. And again, I know I've talked with listeners before about what an endowment is, but that's really to provide that perpetual support for that organization so that it helps provide operating or whatever the organization deems most necessary at the time. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great way to invest long term in our wonderful nonprofit community. Mm-hmm. So that was back in 2004. But if we look at inception, you know, that first grant of 98, more than $72,000 has been provided by funding through Encourage to help support CWSO. And we're just so thankful to our donors that support our unrestricted grants, so we have the flexibility to respond to those requests that come in. Our donor advisors, we've had donor advisor support, and then obviously through the endowment to have that long-term support.
If I can, and not to be blunt or cold about this, but if the community didn't believe in what you guys were doing, you wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
You know, it's with our nonprofits, it's such good evidence of how much good work is being done because they're still around. And again, I don't say that in a cold way. I'm happy you guys are around. I love talking to you, Kim. I love all that. But it shows that, hey, the community backs what you're doing. Yes. It really supports this. We have evidence of it every month when you join us. And the data that you give us with that is always a nice added bonus to the information. But I think that you and I and many in our community see, you know, without even the dollars and cents, the impact that Encourage has in this community.
Thank you. You know, it's interesting you say that. We had a recent conversation with a donor and if you look around the community, there's very little that Encourage hasn't helped or had a hand in or touched in some way. You know, a lot of people don't know about, you know, the firefighter memorial just up the street. You know, we help with that pass-through fund. The Dove Foundation and Dove's Nest. Yeah, yeah. You know, the Performing Arts Center. We have a funded Encourage that helps support that. We have wonderful supporters for general needs, changing needs, basic needs, arts, culture, education. You know, we're just so fortunate to have such a supportive community.
Well, and it's been a while since I thought of all of this together. That really pulls at the heart. Like just boom, 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 thing after thing. It's like, oh yeah. It just really gets you. That is a beautiful thing that is going on with Encourage and in our community.
Thank you.
I appreciate
you.
That, Kim.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and put Tessa on the spot. I mean,
absolutely.
Talk to her. Tessa, thank you again for being here. Do appreciate the time and any opportunity to talk about the arts. I am going to jump on, let alone our own symphony orchestra that I don't feel like we get to focus on nearly enough here in Wisconsin. We've got an amazing symphony orchestra here, and I love the opportunity to be able to talk about it a little bit more. Before we get too far ahead, let's rewind a little bit, if you don't mind. Can you give us a brief history of the organization?
Yes, absolutely. So the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra is based in Stevens Point. We've been around. This is our 75th year. 75 yeah. years. Started in 1947, going into 1948 for our first season. And we started on campus at UWSP. We had a community orchestra, small and mighty, still Central Wisconsin based, where folks are coming from New London, Waupaca, even over here in Wisconsin Rapids, Wausau area, and even as far south as Madison, where some of the professors live and commute from. So 75 years of that, and
impressive.
Those musicians and those conductors and different directors over time has led us to where we are now today. Getting through a pandemic with the support of Encourage and many other funders and supporters, we were able to get through the pandemic and launch our first full season back. Last year was a little bit smaller and mighty, but this year is our first full season. So our mission is to enrich, engage, and educate through the power and performance of live music. And we really tried to do that even through the last few years with smaller concerts, getting into the bigger concerts and full symphony of the 65 musicians this upcoming season. And many, I would say almost half of our musicians are prideful to live in the Central Wisconsin community. As I said, some do come from a little bit further away, like the Fox Valley area or Madison area, but at least 50 to almost 75% are really loving being in this area, and that this community is so giving towards our organization.
This Central Wisconsin area, I think in a sneaky way, is maybe the most artistic part of the state. We have so many creatives, and this is such a hotbed of creativity, whether we're talking about musicians or actors or painters or photographers. We've got such a good hotbed of that. It's not surprising to me that the people that are part of this or have been a part of it over the years would feel that way about this area. I also think strategically, logistically, it just makes a lot of sense, too, having it in Central Wisconsin. We're pretty much 2 hours away from everything in this state. So travel-wise, whether you're going to a concert or people are coming here, really makes a lot of sense. It's so cool to hear that about the university, about it getting started in Point. I didn't know that. I even did my homework on this, and I didn't know that. That's really cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was established on campus for a while, and we were named something else for a long time as well. And then I think only about 50 years ago, and forgive me if I'm kind of wrong. Yeah. I'm kind of new, but about 50 years ago, we were officially renamed to Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra when we became an official nonprofit organization.
Yeah. What kind of events, concerts do you have coming up? What can we touch on with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, as I have all the posters in front of me to remind me, I have a celebration for the 75th anniversary this Friday.
Yeah.
That's going to be held in Stevens Point at the Holiday Inn and Convention Center. We're going to have Gray Cats, the band. They're going to play 70s music, of course. And we're going to celebrate our musicians, our past musicians, our conductors, our past conductors, board members, and all the successes that we've had over 75 years with this celebration. This Friday, September 15th from 6 to 10 p.m., we have a few silent auction and raffle items. Cool. Actually, a jewelry piece, since it's called the Diamond Jubilee.
Nice.
Is it donated from Liers. Liers has gave us a diamond 2-carat necklace that we will be having at the event. And instead of raffle tickets, we actually have something fun that I had planned where you purchase a diamond for $25 in order, and that's your raffle ticket. So
nice.
Diamond Jubilee for that simple raffle item. Lee from Liers and his team will be there as well. And someone has to wear it the whole night to talk about it. So
somebody has to.
Right. I mean, and that's what he told me.
Beautiful with that necklace.
We have to decide who and if we're going to rotate and how we're going to get the word.
You're
going to
rock that. You're going to rock that. That is going to look good.
I vote for you, Tessa.
Yeah, that's two votes
I got
for
my
you.
70s Austin Powers attire ready to go. So...
Oh. I don't even know you, and I got to see that image. I got to see that picture. That's awesome.
And we have a few other, you know, besides the jewelry piece, we have a few other events or things that you can go to in the music community. So we have an all-inclusive trip to Nashville, Tennessee, where it has guided tours, self-guided tours, and then your stay at a wonderful place downtown. And then a condo stay in Branson, Missouri in November, right before the holiday shows. A board member of ours, Kathy Trachty and her husband donated that. And so that will be up for silent auction. And then we also have tickets to the Grand and the Performing Arts Center in Appleton. So two sets of tickets, Moulin Rouge and Mean Girls. And it's a dinner package with those as well. So those will be something to experience, go to, travel to. And so with those four things and then the jewelry piece, we just wanted it to be a fun, eventful evening. We will have history and information about the symphony over 75 years that we've been working on. Our symphony guild back in the day put together photo books and all sorts of fun things that we'll have out so people can not just listen to music and dance and eat a little bit, but they can you know, see our history and who we are and where we came from.
Amazing prizes. Those are some of the greatest prizes I've heard in a long time. Those are really good. Moulin Rouge, amazing show. I've heard great things about Mean Girls, so those are great ones. But that necklace you were describing, like, I'm not even a jewelry guy, and I'm like, ooh, that sounds amazing.
It's simple and elegant. Mm-hmm. It's just a 2-carat diamond on a
beautiful
silver chain.
You guys worked really hard on this.
Yes.
It's got a really nice event put together.
Yeah, we're excited, and people can come enjoy a great evening. We'll have cash bar and these prizes and things that you can bid on, and then some sweet and savory appetizers, and so it'll be great. We're excited to launch the season with this event, bringing our people together, and something that the musicians don't have to play at. They can come and attend and
that's
enjoy
so cool.
themselves.
Yeah, just be fans and just take in the music. That's cool.
So you have 70s attire. Is that recommended for the guests as well?
It can be. We have business casual or 70s attire. If you so wish. Mine just happens to be, you know, pink slacks and an orange blazer. Bright and colorful, but also the businessy. So I also feel like my music director, Andy Moran, said that that's kind of an Austin Powers look. So I just kind of went with saying that.
Yeah. So when you said Austin Powers and this, I was thinking it would be great if we raised $1 million.
Yes, nicely done. As long as it's polyester, you should be okay. You should be covered as far as the 70s garb goes and everything.
Exactly.
It's a real fun event. What are the dates of the event again?
This Friday, September 15th.
Excellent. What do you got coming up next?
And then our season
season
launch is in October. So we have four concerts of our main season. And we are thrilled to have more season ticket subscribers coming back since before COVID. Our numbers have been slowly increasing and all of our outreach efforts in the summer with, you know, grant support and community support has really led us to where we are today. So our first concert on October 14th, Toast to the CWSO, we are playing Toast of the Town Overture. So that was just the main theme of that concert.
Choice.
We're highlighting two of our musicians, Stacey Burke on English horn and Brent Turney on trumpet for Quiet City by Copeland. And we are excited to launch with this concert leading into the rest of our season. Our December holiday concert is December 9th and 10th, and that will be featuring the movie The Snowman, the old movie The Snowman.
When you
Google it, you see some of the new weird
ones.
But this is the old children's book that became a movie. And then some other movie favorites that the orchestra will be playing. So that's the movie with live orchestra. And then our February concert, February 17th, Legends and Heroes. We'll be featuring works by Dvorak, Beethoven, and then our Jenkins Family Young Artist Concerto Competition winner. So this is a high school student in the central Wisconsin area that auditions and is selected by musicians and judges of the CWSO that wins the competition and performs with us this day.
Wow.
They also get a cash prize to perform, and it's handed to them by the Jenkins family on stage.
Oh, man.
So it's a wonderful day, although the competition is coming up here soon. Mm-hmm. People, students in grades 9 through 12 have to register by the end of the month, September. Okay. And auditions are held in October for this performance in February.
If they want to register, where can we send them?
CWSO.org.
Excellent.
And then you can find the Jenkins Concerto Competition tab, and all the information and rules and regulations are there.
Very cool.
If I could interject, if somebody is interested in supporting the fund, that is a new fund here at Encourage, the Jenkins Family Music Education Fund, and anybody can contribute to that, and that actually will support this youth concerto competition. Which is incredible.
It really is. That's awesome. That's very cool. Oh, is that going to be a fun one?
Yeah.
Boom. We got two great events already. I don't know. Where are you going next, Tess?
Our last concert.
You set the bar. Okay.
Our last concert is held in April. Mm. So just two in the fall, winter, and then two in the spring here. So April 13th and 14th, we actually have one of our musicians is composing a piece for us.
Cool.
We commissioned him to compose a piece for our 75th anniversary.
Wow.
So we are featuring Keith Powell's Melting Point, Melting Pot Overture. We're also going to play, perform Shostakovich, a cello concerto. We're flying in a New York cellist to perform with us. And they're also going to be doing a master class at UWSP with some students.
Wow.
So we haven't had a visiting guest artist from afar in a while.
Yeah.
So our music director had thought this would be a great opportunity, especially to end the season with a guest artist that is coming from who knows where. She's coming from another area.
Yeah.
She's flying in, playing this Shostakovich cello concerto with us, and that will be really, really fun to end our season with. And then we have a Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4. And then we also thought we would throw in a mystery piece. We're going to be announcing it at our October concert that people can vote until I think the end of the year. I think we're deciding from October to December. You can vote on the mystery piece. There's going to be, I think, five or six to select from. And then that's what we would perform based on how many votes come in the April concert. To end the last concert, the last piece, we had community contribution of what that would be. So we thought that would be kind of fun to add
Year
too.
Definitely.
Very fun idea.
So is it announced ahead of time, or will people find out at the concert?
Yes, we will announce probably after the votes are in January.
Okay.
And then we'll let everyone know where the votes are, make sure you get your last vote in, and then cut them off. And then and then we can get the music ordered and get the orchestra prepared. So that will be fun. We'll have emails and information go out on how people can vote for that soon and kind of go from there. So big stacked season leading up after the event on Friday, and nonetheless, all of the other amazing things.
Be curious to see how many requests for free bird you get. I do want to send a shout out to Keith. Keith's awesome. He's such a great musician, such a talented human being, and what a great idea for him to write this. That's that's really smart. That's a very fun way to wrap up the season, but also a very full circle kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
These events are great. I mean, just a credit to you guys and your team there coming up with all of this, and the great prizes and raffle things, and the idea with the music selection that there is, bringing in the guest. Just, I could talk for hours about any one of those events. They're all really great. Something comes to mind, though, Tessa, as you're talking about this, and I always like to think of what art does for the community, how art does so much more than just entertain us. If it was just entertainment, that's good enough. Human beings have needed entertainment since we were putting drawings on caves. We've always needed entertainment, and that has its place in society, an important one at that. But I love, especially in this day and age when we've got writers and actors strikes going on, to speak to the importance of art in the community, how big art is and how important it is.
Right.
All this stuff we're talking about, they're going to have advertisers. They're going to have businesses attached to these. We have a nonprofit attached to this with Encourage. that brings all of these things to eyeballs, to ears, to people, to their senses that they may not hear otherwise.
Absolutely.
The arts are such a avenue for that, such a pipeline for issues or for mom and pop businesses or advertising, anything, any of the above, let alone the fact that we love to take in this art, that everybody loves to be entertained. It has an economic impact on it too that we can't even put into numbers necessarily, how many people we reach through these events.
Absolutely.
They're a lot bigger than I think we kind of realize at times, especially those of us that are really close to it and love arts. And I'll go for the music. I just want to take in the music. I love that part of it. But sitting in this chair, I'm really spoiled that I get to see and talk with people like Kim all the time and other nonprofits and see how much art really can impact a community. That part of it is important, and I always like to make sure that if we are looking for volunteers or anything like that, is that anything that you guys are looking for? Volunteers, any of the above?
Yeah, absolutely. So we look for volunteers to help usher at our concerts. So sometimes that's students with their parents, especially with our youth symphony program, which I can touch on in a few minutes. But we are also looking for committee members. So we have some subcommittees of not just the board of directors, but other community members that can join those. So that would be like our special events committee to help with the event on Friday. Who's going to blow up the balloons? Who's going to put all the things together and planning with that? And then we also have a development committee of how to reach more supporters and sponsors in the area, marketing committee, how can we reach more area to market the best and most effective way. So within all of those areas, we are looking for more board members. We're looking for committee members that can give us their time and some of their whatever they have to offer, I suppose. And then if they're interested in attending the concert for free, be an usher. Help us there. That usually gets people pulled in.
It'll get me going. You mentioned the youth orchestra. I want to make sure to touch on that before we wrap up.
Yeah. So we recently took over. And when I say take over, it's been a program in the community for 10 years, almost 10 years. So the Central Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra Program, it's a mouthful. We call it SWYSOP.
I like that.
So we are looking to rebrand it of how we're going to make it ours moving forward. But it is new to us, and we just actually started last Sunday with rehearsals.
Oh, cool.
So this is a program reaching Central Wisconsin musicians and students in grades 6 through 12. We go as south as Adams and Juneau County, as north as Langlade, Marathon, Lincoln counties. And so we have students coming from all over the place, 6 through 12, joining our Philharmonia, which is usually a younger beginning group, and then our symphony orchestra, which is usually prone to upper middle school and high school students.
Okay.
Our first rehearsal was this last Sunday, so rehearsals are on Sundays. Our first concert is in November, right before Thanksgiving.
Oh,
so it's just
great.
One concert a term.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have about 50 students registered, so we're looking
That's
to vamp
good.
That up.
Okay.
And we're looking for more students.
Cool.
So we are able to allow registrations until the end of the month, even though you'll be missing a few first rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
But new students can join us until September 30th. Still jump on board, still learn everything, have enough time on hand to prepare, and then join us at that first concert in November, and then register for the whole year and join us back in January.
What an opportunity for a young person to be able to do something like that. And whatever they do with that instrument going forward, having this moment, for one, they're always going to be able to talk about it. But the information, the knowledge that they might be able to get working with some older people, working with some people that have been doing it for a while. Just as a young artist myself, getting to work, every bit of almost all the skill I got was from working with older artists, was working with people that knew what they were doing and learning
from them. It's the coaching,
It is.
And being on campus and having folks involved and UWSP music students.
Yeah, people really know
We have a lot
doing.
Of mentorship and coaching with this program.
That's so cool.
That's wonderful.
So, again, if people are interested in donating, they want to maybe have their kids involved in this or any of the above that we've talked about today, how can people get in touch with you, Tessa? How can people find out more?
Absolutely. So for CWSO and our Youth Symphony Orchestra program, everything can be found at cwso.org. Short and simple, hopefully.
Yeah, it works.
And our phone number is 715-345-7726. And people can call and ask some of those questions if they need. But everything and all that information will be found on our website, and we're happy to answer any questions people might have.
Very cool. Thank you. Kim, same question, encourage.
Absolutely. Give us a call at 715-423-3863 or reach out to us on email, hello@encouragecf.org, or our website is encouragecf.org.
Always appreciate the time. Always good to see you, Kim.
Great to see you.
And great guest. Nicely done. Tessa, great to meet you. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you. You as well.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.